Okay, today, Rabosai, we're going to do a different topic because of Tisha B'Av. But I wanted to do something, not the one of the standard topics that people do on Tisha B'Av about the fast and about the, you know, to do the minhag of not wearing tefillin in the morning on Tisha B'Av and where that comes from. And oh, nice to see you. Have a shechta. Providence, Rhode Island. Okay, and so I thought that was a new topic that not everyone focuses on. Because it's a funny type of minhag that we don't put tefillin on in the morning and then we put it on in the afternoon. You're supposed to put on tefillin, so, you know, where does this come from? This minhag, what is it all about? Did everyone subscribe to this minhag? Is it only... okay.
For nitcha, maybe it's different because it's not really on technical.
Okay.
Level.
Okay, we could say discuss that as well. Okay. So first, let us discuss what is the halacha of putting on tefillin for a regular avil. When, God forbid, someone loses a relative, so the halacha is that avil yom rishon doesn't put on tefillin. In other words, it means like this, that normally, and the person loses a relative, from the kvura to the from the misa to the kvura, there's an einin. So you don't do any mitzvahs, right? No mitzvahs are done. Mitzvahs essay, and then after the kvura, then all mitzvahs essay are mechuyev. But when it comes to tefillin, then even after the kvura, there's still an issur of putting on tefillin that day. And there's some shitas that even the next day, but the next day. We say mitzvah yom kikulo, so therefore after neitzachama, the Rosh says that already he can put on tefillin. So that's why people really think it's only one day, but it's really 2 days. It's just the second day. It's already mitzvah yom kikulo after neitzachama, and then so that's why the poskim say you should at least wait till, because even though the man tefillin is normally mishayakir, which is earlier, so neitzachama. The sunrise, so you usually can put on tefillin lechatchila before, but when it comes to this, we wait till neitzachama on the second day of the avelus. So there is a halacha of avelus not to put on tefillin. Where does that come from? So the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vidra Hashem elayin lemor." Ben Adam, hinini lokech bimcha es machmad einecha ba magefa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel that I'm going to take away your life. Machmad einecha, the desire of your eyes, in a plague. And it was a mashal for the Churban HaBayis. And he says, and I don't want you to be mesabel. V'lo sispoz, v'lo sichpeh. There shouldn't be any hesped. Ellie. You should hesped and you shouldn't cry, etc. So in other words, Hashem said to Yecheskel, I dafka don't want you to be this Abel, and just like by why not? So because it's a mashal that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis and no one should be misabel. Why no one should be misabel? So one of the Mefarshim points out, because by the Churban HaBayis everyone's going to be an avelus. So there's no concept, so whenever everyone is an avelus, then there's no avelus, because avelus means that some people are an avelus and some people are menachem. But if everyone loses something, then there's no avelus. So that's the idea, that he says, don't be misabel. That's how one of the Mefarshim explains why there's no avelus. So he's saying, I'm going to take away your wife, and there shouldn't be avelus, and that's going to be a mashal that I'm going to take away the Beis HaMikdash, and there's not going to be an avelus, because everyone's an avel. So if everyone's an avel, then no one's an avel. So then he says, Heanek Dom, you should be quiet. So percha means your splendor, your crown should be on you. And that is referring to the tefillin. Tefillin is the pe'er, is the crown. So therefore, he's saying to Yecheskel that normally an Avel doesn't wear tefillin. But here, Dafka, I want you to wear tefillin. Pe'ercha chovo shalecha. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Mari Cotton on page 3. Avel osur l'hanich tefillin. And an Avel can't put on tefillin. In other words, you Yecheskel, where I don't want you to be Mesabel, because that's the mashal of the Korban, so you should put on tefillin, but mashma, the normal situation, when someone is an Ovel, then tefillin is Osir for the first day of the Avelis, which, as we said before, is even after the animus. And then the other Gemara I told you is here in Noikot on Chaf Aleph on page 4, where the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan Ovel Gimel Yom Rishon Osur L'Hanich Tefillin. So that's the first opinion. It says really 3 days. That's the opinion of Lazer, and the fourth line, Yeshua Omer Ovel Beis Yom Rishon Osur L'Hanich Tefillin. So it's really, and we hold 2 days. But the Maisa people don't even realize it's a din of 2 days, because the second day you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So it's already, after Netzach Hama, he's already put on tefillin. But so that's a chiddush by tefillin. The chiddush by tefillin is that even though it's after the Kfura, an Ovel is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. So the chiddush over here is that even though an Ovel after the Kfura is chayiv in all the mitzvahs, tefillin is different. Because tefillin is pe'er, so it's not right to have this crown of glory when the person's... So they could have said it's also all 7 days, right? But that they didn't do. The first day or first 2 days, maybe even the first 3 days, but the Ikizman Avelis is the first day or the first 3 days, according to some. And after that, it puts on...
So what if he's an owner and thinks of the second day? That's the four doesn't happen for whatever
reason. So then he's not going to put on tefillin even after that. Because if, say, the Aninus took 2 days, so that doesn't mean the Ovel Yom Rishon is still going to be after that. Now look in Tosis. Mishlishi va'elach. Look at the bottom line of the Tosis. Riva b'tishabov haya omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zakeini d'shari k'mo b'shlishi d'shari. What's the status of Tishabov? Is Tishabov like the first day of Avelis, the second day of Avelis? So he says Tishabov, it's like the third day. It's a lower form. So b'meila, he says tefillin is mutter. So Tosis Shita is that you put tefillin on Tisha B'Av, even in the morning. Even in the morning.
But if the original statement is that when everybody is mourning, then it's like nobody's mourning, and the Tisha B'Av, everybody's mourning.
Right. No, but that was the original Tisha B'Av. But Amaisa, Chachamim made a takan of Tisha B'Av. So then, there's a din of Tisha B'Av, or else, in other words, but the original Tisha B'Av he's saying is like that. Oh, so that's the opinion of. Now there is a pasuk in Eicha. He says on page 5, Eicha Yoiv Ba'po. Rashi says, Yafil, Yaiv Loshon Av, a thick cloud. There is the Hashem made it cloudy. He made it, you know, very sad. As Bas Sion, he shlich b'shamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael. That the tiferes Yisrael, the splendor of Klal Yisrael, is destroyed. So it's a euphemism for the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem destroyed it. That's the Tiferes Yisrael. So the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagra here on page, what page? Can't even read the page number. What page is it? Page 8. In the Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Gra, the Bir HaGra here, on page 8. Look what he writes. He quotes a Medrash. My friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro works in the Gottesman Library. He told me, look for the Medrash. we couldn't find this Medrash. But sometimes the post can quote Midrashim that we don't have in our regular Medrash. Sometimes Medrash means Yerushalmi, sometimes it means it was an old Medrash, so we don't. But look what the Medrash says. He says, Hishlich v'shamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael, zut filin. So the Medrash says, Hishlich v'shamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael is referring to tefillin. Aval midina chayv v'tefillin. He says, midina yichayv v'tefillin. But this Medrash says, Hich shlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael, is referring, in other words, the splendor. So what, how do we show the splendor of Klal Yisrael? We have tefillin. That's like our crown.
You just said over here from the desk, that it's be'er is tefillin.
Right.
So tiferes Yisrael, tiferes, tiferes, the same word.
Yeah. So he says, but he says, Me'ikar Adin, he says, the only availus we have on Tisha B'Av, he says, is things that are us or all Shiva. Like Rechitza, Sicha, Tashi, things that are not us or all Shiva don't. So Me'ikar Adin, so where did this come from? So the Vilna Gaon says the source is this Medrash. Hich Shlich B'Shamayim Eretz, the Pharisee Israel, Zot Filim. That's what the Vilna. Now, Tosis didn't necessarily have this Medrash. Or, you know, you're not necessarily Paschal like a Medrash always. You know, Medrash, Medrash Agada is not necessarily, you know, the source of Pesach Halacha or even Menhagim necessarily. But there are Medrashim that are used in the Halachic, you know, world. Oh. So let's take a look. take a look now in the Likutei Pardes. What is the Likutei Pardes? That's written by Rashi. Rashi wrote the Sefer HaPardes. So the Sefer HaPardes is a classic Sefer that Rashi wrote. But apparently there are certain psukim that are not in that Sefer that are on this Likutei Pardes. For some reason, never became, like my friend Moshe Shapiro pointed out, never became a popular, Sefer HaPardes is popular. Now what's the raya that it never became popular is because we had to get this off of HebrewBooks.org. So that means the Gottesman Library did not own a copy of this Sefer. Or else I wouldn't have gotten it from HebrewBooks.org, because I'm not from the computer people. You know, so I would have gotten it from the Sefer itself, like everything else. But so the Likutei Pardes has some interesting psukim from Rashi. So let's take a look what he says here in Likutei Pardes on page 10.
Sefer Pardes is the Shalos
Shuvos. Well, there's different parts to the. So look on page 10 what he says. Uvetisha b'av ein minag laniach tefillin. Hashem shenema b'em pe'er v'chein hilchasa. So Rashi, different than Tosis, says the minhag is not to wear tefillin. And that's not true the whole day. Not like what we do. But we wear it in the afternoon, we don't wear it in the morning. You don't wear tefillin, because tefillin is pair. So, it's a funny lashon, ein minhag lahaniach tefillin. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a funny way of phrasing it, you know? Like, tefillin in Pasha is not a minute. It's a halacha.
This hekesh should be the air. You can't say it's halacha.
Right. So he says not to put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av.
Not dirty.
9:30.
Halb.
Yeah, we'll have a minion. 9:30. So this is one of the sources of the Likute HaPardes of Rashi. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole Yortzeit shiur from a Likute HaPardes that. I want to say a chiddush that if you walk in late and someone's making havdalah and you walk in late and you miss the bar priya gofen, so Rashi says you don't say. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's only by havdalah, but by kiddush, if you walk in late and you miss the bar priya gofen, then you're not yotzei the kiddush, which is a chiddush because the pashas is bar priya gofen is only a birkas hanenin. So the only one who needs to hear it is the one who's drinking the wine. But if you're not drinking the wine, you can make your own bar priya gofen. That's not an integral part of the kiddush. So he wanted to say a kiddush.
Why is it not an integral part? You can't make kiddush if you don't have wine.
What?
If you don't have wine or a substitute, you can't make kiddush.
Right, but say...
So then it is an integral part.
No, because, I'll tell you like this, because, so but why do I have to hear it? The kaddish. Say I walked in late. He already made the bar priya gofen.
Yeah.
And I heard from Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shekhtoshon Mitzvah Shabbos until Mekadesh HaShabbos. I heard that whole thing. So why isn't that good? Pasha says it is good. So he was Mekadesh not. And furthermore, it's state in Yerushalmi that if a person was drinking wine on Friday, he was drinking wine before Shabbos, and then he comes to Kiddush, he doesn't make the boy Perek Offen because he made it on the wine. So Pasha, so it's a big Kiddush. But that was his Yortzeit shiur. He gave a whole Yortzeit shiur. Yortzeit shiur were usually three, four hours. Okay. Now let's see. There's another important sefer called Hilchos Machos of the Maharam Rutenberg. And a lot of Hilchos Avelos stems from that. So again, we saw Shitas Rashi not to put on tefillin at all on Tisha B'Av. What is Maharam Rutenberg on page 12? It says, Nira the Tisha B'Av nami ein lanich tefillin kimo b'yom rishon da'ovil. He says, we treat Tisha B'Av like the first day of Avelus, and the first day of Avelus, you don't put on tefillin. She'ein yomar yosem imenu yom kovo l'b'chiyo l'dorvs. He said Tisha B'Av should at least be like the first day of Avelus, because day of the Churban. And then he says, then he talks about the Talis Tzitzis, okay, but that's a separate thing. Now let's look in the Rambam on page 13. Very fascinating Rambam. Says the Rambam, page 13. Talmidei Chachamim ain nosnim ze laze shalom b'tisha b'av. So that stam is interesting. You don't give shalom b'tisha b'av Talmidei Chachamim. Today we assume the halacha is that everyone doesn't give shalom on tisha b'av, right? The Rambam says Talmidei Chachamim don't give Shalom on Tisha B'Av.
The Rambam was very much Merumah. You know, he held an Amara to somebody who never put on Tefillin in his life.
Yeah.
It means everybody's a Talmid Chacham to some extent.
Okay.
He keeps anything.
Okay. El Yoshvim Dovim and Enochim Kaveim. Doslam Amar Shalom as Bechsirul Musafa Rafa. If Amaris gives you Shalom, you answer back in, you know, very low tone, etc. Covid Rosh. Vasa Likros Betishabav Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. You can't learn Tanakh, Mishnah of Halachas of Gemara of Agonis. Ve'ena Korei Ela Be'iyov. Uvekinos Uvedvar Marom Shebi Yirmiyah. Okay. If you know Kishul Beis Raman Betelimbo, right, there's no yeshiva. Now listen to this. Umiktsas HaChachomim Nogim Shalom Laniach Bo Tfilin Shal Rosh. He says, Miktsas HaChachomim had a minug not to wear Tfilin Shal Rosh. So it's mashma that most people put on Tfilin. And some HaChachomim didn't put mashma the whole day. Because the Iker Pair is the crown. The crown is on your head. So it's interesting, Rambam, that the Rambam quotes that the Hamonam Pashtas put on film on Tisha B'Av the whole day. And Miksas Chachamim didn't put on film in Shul Rosh. So far we've seen the Shitas that you put on film regular, like Tarsus. Then we saw the shitas that you don't put on tefillin at all, like the shitas Rashi in the Likutei Pardes and the Maharam in Rutenberg. But so far we haven't seen the shita we do. So let's keep learning.
Are the others showing, saying that you don't put on Shalosh and Shal Yad? This is like
Kiddush. Oh, right.
Right, Pashut is, when you talk about putting on tefillin or not, it's all or nothing.
Right. He says,
you know, this idea that just the Shal Rosh, you never find such a thing. And, you know, I mean, they're not ma'akev. So if a person, Chas Shalom, broke his arm and he couldn't put on tefillin, still put on Rosh. And if something happened to his Rosh and he couldn't put on Rosh, he could still put on the Yad. They're not ma'akev, zeh.
The Yad also called Pe'er, or her too?
So that's what they're assuming, that the real Pe'er is the... Yeah. Now, let's look in the Ramban here, on page 15.
It's Pe'er Bechobu Shaletha, and the Tzuna says, Tikkun Barosh HaKshir, it's called Bechobu Shaletha. So that's the Dafkele Shal Rosh.
Right,
Shal Rosh.
Right, but it's interesting that in Hilchas Tefillin you never find the Hilchas Avelis that Avol Yom Rishon doesn't put on just not the Rosh. But it's interesting. So says the Ramban, Umustabra dechayev b'mitzvah Tefillin v'Tisha B'Av. He says that you are chayev in mitzvah Tefillin v'Tisha B'Av. Avol Gav di mitzvah lo saseh. The Haggis Ba'ovel. But came into the mitzvah who El Yom Echad Avelis Lachomer Tisha B'Av Tzvei Miyom Sheini Da'ovel. That's what we saw in the Vilna Gaon. That the only thing you keep on Tisha B'Av is something that is all 7 days of the Avelis. But if it's only the first day, so he doesn't say like the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg says that we should at least compare Tisha B'Av to the Yom Rishon Da'Avelis. He says no. You should compare Tisha B'Av to the second day, the third day, etc. And he thinks, and then look what he writes towards the bottom. The first word in the line is Venosin Tefillin. So the first word in the line, Venosin. Venosin Tefillin B'Yad U'V'Rosh. Shelaro levatel mitzvah mishum avelus yeshana. He said they don't want a mevatel tefillin. The old avelus yeshana means the old avelus for the korban habayis. They want a mevatel. El biyom rishon shel avelus bilvad. That is the only time the vatel tefillin is avelus of a new avelus on the first day. And then he writes, Shuv matzasi vil giyoni yoshon tshuva l'arabeinu hai. Rav Haigon wrote a tshuva. The question was, Chachal shvi shalo b'tisha b'av. There was a person who was sitting Shiva before Tisha B'av, and the seventh day of Shiva fell out on Tisha B'av. So he says, Ein mitzvah lifsok es haveis lachat tfilas shachris. There was, last day of Avelis, people get up in the morning. So he says, but you don't have to. If a person wants to keep that whole seventh day, he could. El shakula, shemekilim ba'avil, shemitzas yom kukulu. V'sagi le'linog avelis shvi mitzas yom. U'olam inicha le'lamad ba'avelo ad sof hayom, eina maguna. It's okay. V'fichach im nizdamin lo yom shvi tisha b'av, So, but if the seventh day is Tisha B'av, so then the things that are also for Tisha B'av, which are also for the Avelis, he's have to do the whole day. Like Rechitza, Sikha, Nila, Safando, Hash Shamita, page 16, Hariyu Omed, the Isura Kolayom. Avodvarim Shemutarim, the Tisha B'av, Vasurim, Va'ovel, but things that are Mutar on Tisha B'av, and only also avelus like ituf, skifas amita, silikat filin, arushus biyado. The rotzul hamtin b'hem ala erev yamtin, the rotzul hasin minag avelus machat filus hashach yasa, akad. So he says, mokom omo shochal shvishalo b'tishba, vade meniach tfilin. The lanog b'hu avelus el biyom rishon. So that's the Ramban Shita, that tefillin is mutter on Tisha B'av. So therefore, he says that he would wear tefillin on the seventh day because he only doesn't wear tefillin on the first day.
It's also
Shachris.
What? Shachris,
not
the regular way.
Yeah. So Mamela, there's no such thing as. According to Ramban, there's no din of not wearing tefillin. Now there's another source, the shut of the Ramah Mipanu. Rabbi Nachum Azariah, on page 17, Rabbi Nachum Azariah Mipanu, who is a Makubal, right? But from Italy, right? There's a whole thing about him because the Chasam Sofer wrote supposedly in the Tshuva that maybe he didn't have a beard, so this is a whole discussion. How could it be a Mekubal didn't have a beard? So there's a whole discussion whether it's authentic, that Tshuva, or maybe he had a little beard, you know, it's a whole discussion. Those people are interested in the discussion whether the Ramah Mipanu had a beard or not. But he was a Mekubal. So on page 18, he says, look at the first arrow. When we tamza anachnu hanogim shaloli botel mimitzas tefillin gam betisha b'av shachris. He says, you should put on tefillin. It shouldn't be more chomer than the second day of Avelis. Ein anu manichim, he says, ein anu manichim elo shel Rashi b'vad. Because you leave home, you're a rabbeinu town soon.
Right.
How about the noikis? Hey, Roy, last us can say the Gemara will honor Shalom Shimash to call Tzochein of Arbe Gufi Torah Skalim of Rachem Shemayim Aleinu Ashanu Nechnasim Biyunam Mitzad HaSofik Vu Pesach Tzar Malad Kamoi Pi Machat Tzidkit Shigu Zachim Lashimush Torah Haya Sparlan Al Pia Chabala Besor Echa Emes Keinu words, we don't know exactly what's the emes and tefillin. So we wear, at least some people wear different types of tefillin. Right, it could be all true. So he's saying really tefillin is what? They're all good. That's what he's saying here. So therefore, if you miss Shabbat Tam, it's not so bad, because it could be just like the Haigon thing by Tekias. We blow all of them, but they're really all good. If you just blow Tashrat, it would be good. That was the of Haigon Shita, that they were really all good. He just wanted, and some communities would blow just Tarat, some communities just Tashat, some communities, and he made a unified thing that we should blow all of them. So he says, so the same thing by Tefillin. So the minute by Tefillin is at least not to wear a bit of Tom's film.
What's the swar there? The Indian is Pe'er, so if you already did it, you put on one. So
put on more.
What's the difference already?
Yes.
So either none, everything or nothing. What's the point of...
Yeah, so what's the pshat?
I don't know.
What's the pshat? No, in other words... for the mitzvah, those are ideas like this. To put on all of them, so that's showing like, real pair. But we still have to do the mitzvah. So we do the mitzvah with Rashi, and then anything else is extra, so it's nice. The glory should be minimized, because,
it's... accomplish that, so put them on at home, but when you go alone,
We'll see.
Accomplish the same thing.
Oh, you put it on at home, it's also glory. If you want a chair, come.
Oh, there is a chair?
There's a chair, you can sit in you can sit next to me. Come, sit next to me.
Nice, thank you. Appreciate that.
So that's what he's saying here. The Ramami Panu. This is a fascinating thing that he says here. The Ramami Panu. There are always interesting things in the Ramami Panu. You should know that in life.
Thank you.
Now we're going to see the Sefer Minhagim of the Maram Rutenberg, which is a different Sefer than the Hilchas Machos of Maram Rutenberg. Now look on page 21. It says, Achar Chatzos, ואם מניחים תפילין טלס עד הערב במנחה שאז מסתתם בציצס מניחים תפילין ויושבו מקומם היש בפרק יום שני דבלס שום תהווה הבלס ישונה ובל ביום שני מניח תפילין So he quotes this minhag that we have, Maharam Rutenberg. Even though it's, that you don't put on Ein menichin tefillin ad ha'erev. So, what does that sound like?
What we do.
Is that what we do?
I don't
know. Well, we do it after chatzos. Here he writes, achar chatzos. I don't know how to read it here. Achar chatzos. He says, kigon imchal. Maybe Achar Chatzos is part of the other thing. Because Erev is much more later in the day. So it's after Chatzos we call that Bein Arbayim. Erev is...
You can't make a broch on the Talis. The Shiloh is killing the Talis for sure.
Wow.
You don't put on Talis at night.
No, we're not talking about we're talking about like late afternoon.
For these people that say, you could put film on at Mincha or later afternoon here, are they saying, okay, put it on, make the bracha, da mincha, and that's it? Or like the people that were noah to wear stern all day, okay, put on now and you can wear the rest of the day also? Or is it like just the...
Whatever you normally do, you'd be able to do that.
Right, because that would seem like also like kind of like rubbing it in. Not like with the Rebbein and Thomas film, like, oh, I'm really like doing it.
It has to be, because he's giving the svara that mishum dahavi avelus shishana, that it's, what do you say, yom sheni dahavelus.
Right.
So yom sheni dahavelus is early in the morning.
Right.
Right, so it's mutter.
Right.
So that's what he's being madama to. That would imply any time, just not first thing in the morning. Any time later than that would be okay.
But he doesn't say that. He says...
Well, he says both. He says out of Arab. But I guess that's because when people come together, it's either Shachris or Nechmara.
You're just saying that's practical.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when they would daven mincha.
Because he said, she'oz misatzim, because that's when people come together. And then he gives the reason. Ki b'tisha b'av hareyu ki yom shem d'aveilus.
I mean, he didn't know from mincha gedola minyonim.
Presumably not.
Because he wasn't from the, you know, people who daven mincha gedola. Like Balabatim, they daven mincha marv later in the day. But you say, yonachanami, he would mean the same thing if you daven mincha gedola. Yeah, I mean, I saw someone discuss that. Maybe. So he's the first one to... but it's interesting, if you look at them in Haggim of the Hasam Sofer, page 22. Hasam Sofer had an interesting minhagim. He was an interesting person. He says, Bioma Tainis, page 22. So Tisha B'av Achar Tzaraim Omo L'chedro. At Filas Mincha, Shabbat 12 Beis Hamidrash. So he says, look what he writes in the foot dalet. V'no agon Shimon Sofer, Siper, B'shem agon Marash, Sharabu Chasim Sofer, Omar Kriyash Mashal Shachris, B'tfilin, Batznei Alechis. That he would put on tefillin in the morning, Tisha B'Av, and say Kriyash Mashal. Privately, because he didn't want to.
What? That was my spar.
Didn't want to change his schedule.
Because you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin. So we do it. Well, we do it. We don't put tefillin on.
Remember, you said that it makes us say Yom Kippulo. Shouldn't we say like right? We should put tefillin on maybe on a Shacharis because the second it like be part of the day. So it's what's the difference between. I don't know, 7:45 a.m. or
1
or like 12:30.
It was Mitzvah Kukulo, you say, by Neitzachama.
But Shabbos Yom Tov.
And then there's a Sefer Shelas Yaakov. I don't think I ever used it before. This is the son-in-law of the Maram Shik. The son-in-law of the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Let's see what he writes here on page 24. So he says over from his father-in-law. He says, "Mashatal de mashashamat me'achi Avram shashamim mimani shereisi is mori v'chami." That's his father-in-law, the Maram Shik. Shehiniyat tefillin b'tisha b'av b'boker, like his Rebbe did. He probably got it from. The Chasam Sofer, because of the Tama Dover, in the Mishnah Chazal, the Kor Kriyishma below Tefillin, even made either Sheker Batzmo. Timhatsa Shere Kosev Alavush, Asmachto. And May Emesu Shereisi Kane. He said, "I saw my father-in-law do that. Maram Shik put on Tefillin Tisha B'Av in the morning, and it could be he did it privately, like the Chasam Sofer did." Lo Sha'alti the Morning Tama Dover. He said, "I didn't ask him." I guess he didn't have he didn't feel comfortable asking him, "What are you doing? No one else is doing this." Ani avu mavar tamo. Says Chayim, "Chasam v'chav nogu shalonichu v'boker omnom v'hei heitev b'shem ha'mukubol v'chasav yanichu." Right, the Mekubalim say you should wear it. Fill it in the morning. That Pligel Tfilin the Avein Atam, right? That's the... Then even you see for Tanya Abbasim, Yuchas, Ben Chiyam Ochi Rabbein Atur, Shem Rav Shoshana Gonzal, Matzasa Vanich Tfilin V'Tishbav. Tamina Ovel Chai B'Tfilin. Ma Ovel Davei Utchad Tavuli Bo Mara Lov Chai V'Hanich Tfilin, Tishbav Davei Usatika Hi, Shonim, Beikam Shonim, Al Has Kam Chav Tshoruch Lo Hanich Tfilin. Pain Allah Maisa Bishtay Yeshiva Shemenichin Tfilin V'Tishbav. So in the yeshivas in Bavel, the goyim, they put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av. And some put on the tzitzis, the talis. And then he says, the Magen Avraham, on page 25 here, he says, the Kriya Shema B'Tefillin's Chiv is more important than Smichas Gula Tefila, as Magen Avraham says. So if you don't have tefillin now, so it's better to wait for the tefillin, even if you're not going to have smichas gula with tefillin. So if you're tefillin on love b'shas kriyishma with tefillin losh tzara b'chatkila. So the Magen Avraham was very. So he says, "B'stava, that's why my father-in-law did it, and Chazim Sofer did it. They were very makpid on
Shema
Yisrael, with tefillin on."
So why do we keep the?
But we keep this minhag. This, you know, someone pointed out maybe it has to do. You know, the brisker rav sheet is that that tefillin is not a mitzvah that you have to do every day.
Right.
Meaning, like if you missed, we do it, so no one should come away saying we shouldn't do it. Our minhag is we do it every day. But technically, he held that if you missed one day, so you can make it up the next day.
The tefillin?
Yeah. Don't come away with this is not our practice. Our practice is every day. But the Brisker Rav held that that you could
make two.
What's better, to put on tefillin every day for 5 minutes, or put it on for 3 hours one day?
5 minutes.
So we would say 5 minutes. The Brisker Rav would say 3 hours, because the Brisker Rav says tefillin is a one. It's not a type of mitzvah that ever ends. Meaning every Shabbos it ends. Because we hold Midoraisa Laila's month filling. So once Motzei Shabbos, basically Midoraisa, you have a chiv to wear tefillin from Motzei Shabbos till Arab Shabbos.
You wear tefillin
at night?
Midoraisa.
Yeah, only Midrabbanan you don't wear tefillin. So, no, it's not like any other mitzvah where there's a time comes that it's over, the mitzvah. Like Kriya Shema. We said Kriya Shema this morning, now we can't say it anymore. Now we say Kriya Shema night, and next morning it's all anuchiv.
You got to sleep
even the shops. Well, they used to also wear tefillin all day, right?
Yeah.
That's
it. Right, so Bemele, it's a mitzvah that doesn't end. It maybe ends on Shabbos, but that's it.
Well, you got to sleep. Not even then, you wore tefillin on Shabbos. You're supposed to.
That's a question.
There are a number of circumstances where one does wear it.
Yeah, that's a question, whether Shabbos...
Whether, you need two signs.
Whether there's an Isser or not an Isser. Okay, but the Kitzer, that's what they... So if someone said to me, so if you sue like this Brisker Rav, then you can understand why this minute, that people were more mako and not had tefillin on Tisha B'Av, even... According to those Rishonim, like Rashi and others, that they didn't wear tefillin at all on Tisha B'Av.
Shabbos Yom Tov, when we say Shema Yisrael, we don't ever tefillin
on. Right, because we assume there's no kiyuv
on. Why didn't they wear it at all?
What?
There was no kiyuv, they didn't wear it at all.
I didn't hear what you said.
Like an avdol.
Huh?
They have the
din
of an
oven,
not wear it the whole day.
Yeah.
So, is the earliest mention of the minhag that we have, the Maharami Panim?
Maharami Rutenberg.
No, the Makubal.
Ramarami Pana, yeah.
So is he the earliest source for our practice of wearing tefillin at mincha? But, you know, because normally Rashi
doesn't... No, but the Ramarami Pana says you should even wear it by shoppers. Yeah, it's the Marami Rutenberg.
So that's the earliest source where,
yeah,
where that said the Armino.
Right.
And that was in Hilchos Snuffle.
And you'll see in Shulchan Aruch, so look in Shulchan Aruch has brought down. What page? Did I nearest the Shulchan Aruch or did I... No, I did, because I... We did the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, page 8. Yeah. So we have in Shulchan Aruch, Nogim Shalonet film the Tishabal Shachlis, Lotaz, and Lob Shataz Tatan. Minicha Menichim Sitzis of Filin, Varkam Aleim. See, we have the Lashon B'Mincha. But the Maram Rutenberg's Lashon is B'Eret. If in yeshivas, you know, Milcha Gadola is a big zach.
Right.
Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says Milcha Gadola, the daven Milcha Gadola is only b'di'evet.
Right.
But in yeshivas, because it works in with the Seder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to, you know, so they, but really what the, it's only really, so it could be, or it could be that the Taka, you know, it was meant only to wear tefillin only later in the day, not by Mincha Gedolah.
Right.
I think I saw that someplace. Now, if you want to see in the Ber Heitev, look in the Ber Heitev. Tefillin, Maram Galanti Hayamanichim Beveso Ve'akor Krishma. In other words, what we quoted from the Chasam Sofer and the Maram Shik is already from the Mekubalim. Chachay Holech Leves Knesses. Because he didn't do it publicly, he did it privately. So this idea is an old minhag to put on. But I don't recommend it because it's not our minhag. So it would be maybe it would be. Tashas they would say a bracha.
If you're putting it on,
yeah.
Now, is there any in there? It's the Chavers passing like the Maharam Yerushalayim over the Rambam.
Right.
But he's still taking over.
Right. In other words, he doesn't quote the...
just take off, just the Rosh, or...
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing about just the Jarm?
Well, let's see. I quote it. Let's see the Beis Yosef. On page 7. So he quotes. So he says that well, he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Ramban, he quotes his Shittas. But then he says, then he quotes Rambam Rutenberg, "Chei Nogu Ha'olam." Shalona Nitzim Tir Shachas Milcha Menichim also. Look in the Darkei Moshe. Chosev HaKol Bo Shem Arayvid. The other today, Pasum Efer Mikla Barosh of Mokum Tfilm Efer Tachas Be'er. That you should put ashes on your head.
That's where they get it from.
Efer Tachas Be'er. But he says he had that Masorah. I mean, he quotes the Maram Rutenberg and he says that was the minhag. So that's why he paskin like that over the Rambam's minhag. I guess he probably never saw that minhag in his day, the Beis Yosef, of just to put Phil and Shol Yad and not Phil and Shol Rosh.
Right.
But I guess the minhag olam, the minhag was more chashuv to him. Rashi probably didn't have the Likutei Pardes. I can't even get it from the Goddess of the Library. Do you think the Beis Yosef had it?
Really, where does this notion come from that it's less signs of the morning and the afternoon? Is that like a general concept, or it's like historically based on Tisha B'Av there was like less burning, or where is
it? Burning to the next day.
Burning to the next day for itself. That's why you see, the minute the oil is we get up by chatzos.
Yeah.
Right, the minig is, but the lashon of the Mara Merutenberg was till the Erev. So
nobody even talks about that. Like why, all of a sudden.
Right, that was the lashon of Mara Merutenberg. That he says that. Ad ha'erev b'milcha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik, you know, when Rav Soloveitchik did kinos in Boston, they did it till like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Why
did
you
just
nothing else to do?
Yeah, well, that's where he gets it from.
Right.
Today, if you go to chatzos, it's good enough. And then but it could be that the old minhag really was, like you said, it was till mincha. It's just that those days, mincha was... So it could be the Pashut Shad is that Milcha Reddy is like Rabbi Wood likes to quote from the Meiri. Plag Mincha, Meiri says, is Srach Laila. There was from Plag Mincha Reddy, we could have Mariv, we could have so Gabi these things, maybe from Plag Mincha, but really maybe Taka is an Indian, but I don't want to change Minhag Yisrael, you know, and make somebody have to sit on a.
When did the temple start burning? What time? Early morning? Or
no. Later in the day, right?
It was. So why do we sit and get up at that stage? Why aren't we lower when the temple's burning?
Yeah, so we don't exactly, so it could be. And then the last thing I'll show you the Michel Schreckel quotes from. Of Soloveitchik that he to explain the minhag of the Rambam that he says when it comes to Avelus, it's called Sivitosis, when it comes to Avelus Chadosha, especially things that you do publicly would be a zilzul to the Avelus, because it's the Avelus of the Rabbin. So dafka the public things where the Mamela Dafka Tfilin Shol Rosh, which is a public thing. Tfilin Shol Yad, technically, no one sees it. They cover it up. Osal Yadcha of Lo Lacherim. But Tfilin Avelis Yeshana is, because Avelis Shol Rosh is Rol Kol Amel Arts, Gishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. That's a Nieg B'Farhesya, says Rav Michel Schreckel from the Rav Soloveitchik from the Sefer Harei Kedem. Who Nieg B'Farhesya. Yad is a more private thing, so it doesn't look like a zilzul of the Avelis. So therefore, the minhag was to... But it's very interesting, this whole halacha, how it, where it comes from and how it evolved. And ultimately, since the Shulchan Aruch put it in the Shulchan Aruch, in other words, it's not necessarily. We only saw it in one mocher, but that was the. But since that was the minhag, Rav Avram Sherman writes that he thinks the real reason why the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif is because these Rishonim were the Rishonim that Klal Yisrael and different countries were following, so they had a toikef of minhag, and toikef of a minhag has. A very strong thing, and so therefore he chose those Rishonim to be his top of the list, because other people tied it. Understand, Ram and River Rush, you're leaving out so much things that you're leaving out. So that's what this guy in Rav Sherman wanted to say. So the same thing over here. In other words, this one Shita was the minhag that he saw. So that was the way he codified. He doesn't quote Yesh Omrims. He doesn't even quote the Rambam's minhag was probably a minhag that existed in the time of the Rambam, that probably already expired many years before the Beis Yosef. So he doesn't even quote it as a shita in the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, the Maharam Rukhbar was passing for Bnei Ashkenaz.
But I guess that was the minhag, that minhag he saw where he was. Because he quotes the Maharam Rukhbar, and then he says, V'chein Nogim, you know, that he, that was his, well, he witnessed. He says, V'chein Nogu Ha'olam.
Right. He even says in the Beis Yosef that people attribute that the Rif also said that, but he's never seen it. Like, even like his,
Okay, so Bez Hashem, we follow the Minhag Yisrael. You know, that's what we follow. And Bez Hashem, one day, we should be Zocha to the Kiyim, that the days of, some, as the Navi Zechariah says, that some Arvi, some Hamishi, some Ashvi, some Asiri, the other Beis Yisrael, the Soson, and the Simcha.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.